Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Republic, come make this Christmas the very best for me this year.
Right.
I will no down payment,
woo-hoo,
and deferred loan payments too. So won't you make it happen, alright?
Win a great holiday getaway when you take a Make It Happen loan at Republic Bank with same day approval. Take a loan today.
So come and make it happen, alright.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, it was Christmas in Murondoy, and Alexis and Denzel discussed their possible future in the oil and gas industry. Catalina said she would be meeting with someone from the Small Business Bureau about opening a salon. She was very surprised when Simon turned up to apologize, but Catalina didn't accept it and left the room. He told Myrtle that he would be in Guyana for a few months. As we return, the village council is about to launch another composting project.
Murondoyans, we the village council are very proud of the progress we have made so far with solid waste management.
Yes, yes,
I mean, let's face it, the trenches are cleaner. It is not flooding as much, and I am seeing less garbage on the road.
Of course, it's still there though. Love you, Iggy.
Love you too, babe.
Is Dowie come here for today?
Patsy is just a hater.
I must say that the Green Generation Project has been very successful in Murondoy. Tell me, parents, isn't it a joy to have your children tell you about proper garbage disposal?
Yes.
And isn't it a bigger joy to have them demonstrate what that means for you?
Yes, yes, of course. Separating your organic from your inorganic waste, even though I ain't got children.
Yes, baby.
Oh, God, you two are sickening. Why y'all don't get a room?
Patsy, like it's your foot.
Don't take on me foot. It's a little cold I catch.
All right, moving on. I personally believe that the 3G project was one of the best ideas. I mean, if parents are already accustomed to bad habits, what you think would have happened to the children?
They're going to pass it on.
That's right. They will pass it on, and the cycle of improper garbage disposal will continue. So, you know what was nice? The fact that they said, let's target the children. And not just children, primary school children.
Yes, yes. Right, correct is right, Iggy, correct is right.
Yes, indeed. So I personally am very grateful for the 3G project. I'm also grateful for initiatives such as the recycling camps that we had during the summer holiday and then after in Morondai.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, did you see what those children did? They were so eager to learn.
They were eager.
And of course, we had a green fair the other day. I mean, come on. Wasn't that the event in Morondai for 2017?
Yes, yes, that was it, that was it.
It means the next generation will have a better attitude and practice better habits.
Love you, baby.
Oh, stop.
Love you too.
And now we come to the reason why you're all here today. But before we do that, I would like to welcome someone very special to the podium. How many of you are thinking about starting businesses in Morondai? Well, we have someone today who is going to tell us all about the Small Business Bureau. Let's put our hands together and welcome Mr. Green.
You with us on The Voice of Guyana as we continue to bring you more programming right here on
NBN. Gosh,
and how are
it's
you doing
barely getting
today?
Big.
Don't worry. 5 more months to go.
So long. Anyway, I'm happy to be 18 weeks along. Oh, and I was to tell you, I think I feel the baby move this morning.
Seriously, Mommy?
Yes. It's just a little nip, but I sure.
Oh, gosh, Mommy. I can't wait till I can feel him.
Him?
Oh, come on. You don't know it's a boy you get in.
I won't make you so sure.
I tell you, I already dream me little brother. Granny dream me too.
All right. I hope it's not somebody else child you dream. How come you don't go out to the lunch?
I ain't even realize it's so much time gone.
Your grandmother gone out there.
You won't come?
Man, I'm pregnant. Me and everybody standing up.
Okay.
By the way.
What?
Is already going out with you and Kevin.
How you mean? We're just friends.
Oh, really? That's why you been here so late the other night.
Whatever.
Well, look how me daughter blushing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In any case, I'm happy for you. It's time you find somebody.
Kevin has a girlfriend, you know.
Well, obviously she ain't that interesting if you over here till after 11 in the night with you.
Just saying.
Child, just accept the little blessings and done. All y'all have to do is to be safe.
I'm not discussing sex with you, Mommy.
Oh, please, girl, we's big people here.
I going to the launch and then I got to buy me a lotto. No ticket, no chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from Mr. Green. The Small Business Bureau does not only provide you with loans, but also grants for people who do not qualify for the loans. You can get a grant of $300,000.
Yes, yes, real money, man.
I hope villagers will take advantage of this great opportunity.
Of course, of course.
I go in.
And now we come to the sweetest part of the afternoon. The launch of another composting project. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the brainchild of a few young people. They started farms in the backlands.
Yes, yes, many of us.
And they depend solely on the compost for the fertilizer. So they decided to start this composting project for the main benefit of supplying the big farms in the backlands. And instead of just waiting on you to compost or waiting for you to add more to the community composting it, they will be coming to you! And what they are doing fits right in with the agenda of the Small Business Bureau. Priority low carbon sectors include fruits and vegetables farming. aquaculture, ecotourism, sustainable forestry and wood processing, business process outsourcing, and bioethanol. Other low carbon sectors include arts and crafts, publishing and printing, and professional and business services, just to name a few. What are you waiting for? Head into the Small Business Bureau today. And remember, recycle, reduce, and reuse.
Seriously, Patsy, is how your foot swell, sir?
Girl, it's just a little cold.
Well, they look like a lovely case of Bigfoot to me.
Yeah, I big. Why you don't go look after your husband?
Did I hear my name?
Honey, Patsy foot ain't look like Bigfoot.
Oh my. Like you didn't drink the filaria tablet, Patsy.
I don't have no filaria. You and your wife ain't gonna curse me.
Sorry for talking the facts. Let me go, babes.
On a serious note, Patsy, you should go and check out as soon as possible. With all the rain and mosquitoes, anything could happen. That is why it is important to keep we surroundings clean. Garbage buildup means more mosquitoes and rodents.
Thank you, preacher man. I'm going to get a small business loan or a grant and set up a business so people could stop minding my business.
Well, look at that.
Patsy, I wish you the best.
Let's go home, babes.
Good riddance.
Eunice, how was the lunch, girl?
It was okay. What are you doing?
I was bored, so I picked up the newspaper and was reading about the aisle.
Oh.
You know anything about the draft local content policy?
Yeah, but last I read it wasn't finalized yet.
It's not.
The policy framework is supposed to address the range of opportunities that will arise and the approaches to be taken in order to enhance the capabilities of Guyanese nationals and businesses.
Yeah, those were a read. And since they completed early this year, they've been having a lot of consultation with stakeholders and so. I wonder how long they're going to take for finalizing.
I don't mind them taking their time, because it means they're going to have a proper document when it's done. And everybody going to be absolutely clear on what is what.
I agree. I'm just so happy that we're about to see something new happening here in Guyana. I feel so hopeful, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Well, I was thinking about something at the launch just now.
Was
though? They had a map from the Small Business Bureau, right? And I was thinking, maybe I could start a business of my own.
There's so much thing you really want to do, Eunice. You got the restaurant, the environment club. What else you want?
I feel like I need to do more of the environmental stuff. I was thinking maybe I could start a small recycling business.
Huh?
Yes. I know it's a little outside the box, but all I need to find out is how.
There's a big, big task you're talking about there.
What I was thinking is that I could encourage people to bring old glass bottles and other things that can be reused. And then we could clean them and provide containers for people who doing business who would need such containers.
And you're going to be collecting money from these people?
Yeah, a small fee. But when people bring in the bottles, they're going to also collect some money for it. Or we could work out a plan where they get a discount on something. Like for example, if you bring back a drink bottle, you get 5 or 10% off on your next purchase.
It sounds good, but me know if it gonna work.
Well, you never know till you try. Hardly anybody doing this kind of recycling in Guyana.
I did read a good time back that it's because we don't have enough garbage in this country. And any big company who want to invest in recycling gonna suffer loss. Because when they grind down all of the garbage, it wouldn't amount to much.
Well, with oil coming, Guyana population likely to increase.
Yes, because plenty foreigners gonna be coming here for work and other opportunities.
And that means we're going to have more garbage generating in the country, and that is a problem. So now would be the perfect time to start this recycling thing.
Will you describe this song more like reusing stuff though? Recycling is not turning in waste materials into new materials?
Well, yes.
Well, if you really feel so strong about this bottle business, I'm going to support you.
Thanks as always, mommy. Mwah. Love you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward Beebe Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.